We are living in an ever-changing world of restrictions around the COVID-19 pandemic. It's affecting all areas of life, including education. With schools, colleges and universities all back, that means a changed way of learning, changed ways of interacting with other pupils or students. Today we are going to focus, though, on higher education and some new advice which has been published by the Thomas Pocklington Trust. Tara Chataway is with us. Thank you, Tara.
Hi. Thank you, Alan. What this is, it's a guide for higher education providers and for those that work within those institutions, so universities and colleges. And it's there for disability advisors or any support staff looking to support students with a vision impairment. And we've worked with qualified teachers of vision impairment, lecturers and other professionals to help to develop this guidance. And it's published by ourselves at Thomas Pocklington Trust, Look UK and Guide Dogs.
It's a difficult time and an exciting time, I suppose, for anyone heading to university. You know, they may be leaving home, there's new campuses to learn your way around, new technology. It's quite a challenge. And I suppose when you throw in perhaps some of the new ways of working with the restrictions, it makes it that much harder.
Yeah, so exactly. I mean, a university is a brilliant experience. It's there to gain those academic skills, but also around making new friends, sometimes lifelong friends, learning independent skills, money management, all sorts of things. So what we've done with this guidance is that we split it into different areas. So we look at exams and assessments. We look at accessing materials, course materials. We look at mobility and getting around buildings. And what we do is provide some tips and ideas for universities about how they can adapt their practice to support students with vision impairment. We also link to resources that are out there that will help to provide some more information and advice. And we also link to some best practice examples. So looking at examples of where universities might have put in an initiative already to support students. And the difficulty is that every university and every campus will look different, and each university will have done their own risk assessments and will have their own restrictions in place. So some universities are only letting certain number of students into campus all day. They usually have adapted some kind of blended learning, so there'll be online learning, but there may be some face-to-face studies. Then there's the things to think about around accommodation and getting around and all sorts of things. So what we've done is try to think through all of those scenarios with our partners and then come up with some ideas and suggestions that we think will be really helpful for universities in these challenging times.
And they can submit ideas as well to add to this, because as you say, you know, different universities will have different ways of doing things. And you know, something which probably stands out for me straight away is that blended learning, students having to perhaps study from home or wherever they're staying, and you know, that access and being able to do the work online is vital.
Yeah, absolutely. And some universities have actually adopted policies so that the only reading material must be available online, which has made it easier for some students with vision impairment to be able to have access to their online materials and to more materials. So I think actually during this COVID time, universities have used real kind of innovative kind of initiatives and existing technology, new emerging technology and different ways of working that makes the experience more accessible for all students, including those with vision impairment. But there are some extra steps that they need to think through to make sure that those materials really are accessible. So what we would really love is to hear from universities themselves and to share these good practices. We'll put them on our website so there's a resource there that universities and providers and professionals can go to and find best practice examples from around the country.
Great to hear there's some positives in it as well, Tara. If people would like to take a look at the advice, then what's the best way to do that?
So the best way to do that would be to look on our website, pocklington-trust.org.uk/student-support. And there you'll find all of our resources, and there will be a link to our higher education guidance. Or if you have any particular questions or would like to share a case studies or find out more, then you can contact us at student support, or one word, at pocklington-trust.org.uk.
Tara, great to talk to you as always. Another piece of vital information at a crucial time. Thank you for telling us about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.